dental offices across Kansas closed for more than a month to make sure they weren't using up critical personal protective equipment needed at hospitals. Now, along with other businesses, many are beginning to clean molars and buy cuspids. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service takes us along on a visit to his dentist to see what's changed during a pandemic.
Unlike previous trips to the dentist, where I'd go sit in a waiting room, watch HGTV, or read a magazine, this time I had to wait outside in my car. On the phone call to check in,
"Thank you for choosing the office of Dr. Burton and Lawler. This is Teresa. How may I help you?"
The receptionist asked some screening questions.
"Have you been, have you traveled out of the state in this last 30 days?"
"I have not."
She also asked if I had any cough or headaches, or if I'd been in contact with anyone diagnosed with COVID-19. I hadn't. When it was time to go into the office, the screening continued.
"Step in and stop at the first window here.
Okay.
So I'm going to take your temperature, and this is a head swipe. 98.1.
Once in the chair, the hygienist had me rinse and spit with a special hydrogen peroxide solution. It was yet another new step to cut the risk of spreading any viruses to the staff or other patients once she began. Because of the coronavirus, she only used hand picks to clean my teeth rather than any of the air tools. After all, they'd send my spit flying into the air.
I mean, our procedure, I mean, the nature of our job is removing the bacterial load that's in our oral cavities.
That's Julie Martin. She's the president of the Kansas Dental Hygienist Association.
And a lot of our equipment does produce those aerosols. And that includes your polishing. That involves splatter. Some of the ultrasonic equipment, which has like the water spray and the vibration, that also creates an aerosol. So, I mean, pretty much everything that we do can exacerbate that potential for spread.
Martin says the 6-week break meant many hygienists went without a paycheck. The stress over being able to put food on the table means most want to get back to work. But there's also quite a bit of concern about being in a place that involves sticking your hands in other people's mouths all day and flinging spit everywhere.
It wouldn't be normal to not be afraid to go back to work, because if our vigilance isn't high, then complacency comes into play.
She says unless you're in pain or there's an infection, you can probably skip your scheduled cleaning right now. As long as you make sure to brush and floss religiously like you always do, right? Back at my appointment, the hygienist, who is wearing a full face shield, a mask, a disposable gown, and double gloves, puts the last bits of polish on my teeth. I've been laying in the chair with my mouth wide open for about 40 minutes. When that was done, I sat down with my dentist, David Lawler. He says the first week back has been far from business as usual.
You know, like today, for example, we had a very busy day scheduled, and then slowly throughout the day, a few will trickle off here and there, and so I thought it was going to be crazier. I thought I was going to need to take a week off after this week. But it's been fine. You know, we've been able to ease back into it, and people really have been understanding.
He says his feelings about coming back to work in what many would consider a high-risk environment are complicated.
It's what we do all the time. And we've always been higher risk for getting sicknesses because exactly we're working in people's mouths. So, you know, that's been the main thing, is just trying to limit the amount of high airflow into the mouth that causes things to get in the air. And you know what? I think it's all going to work out and be just fine, really.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.